from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number 2. He's James, I'm Kyle. We're hanging out with you until noon, then we will give way to D'Lo and KC, and they will rock with you until 4. I want to remind everybody, we've got playoff basketball tonight. Mavericks at Knicks. Coverage begins right here on ESPN 1320 at 6:30. Did I say Mavericks at Knicks? Mavericks at Clippers. Whoops.
Oh.
I think I said Mavericks at Knicks.
All right.
It's because Sixers at Knicks is right above that on my paper.
Okay.
Whatever. Either that or I've got the script and I know what the finals are going to be.
Uh-oh. It's all scripted, Kyle.
I think the Mavericks are the team I would be... No, not the Mavericks. The team in the West who's still in that I would be most surprised comes out of the West. And I think it's the Mavs. I feel good about that. I would be most surprised if the Mavericks made the finals.
Okay. Okay, so we got OKC through. We've got Denver who's through.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the third team that's through?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. The top 3 seeds are all through.
Okay.
And then Clippers, Mavs are still to play.
I'm going to say, but still, my surprise team would be OKC.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm not taking anything away from them. I just, like, they dismantled a team that really I don't think is very good, except for the fact that they kick the crap out of the Kings every time they play them and the Pelicans.
So you'd be, if the Mavericks and Thunder played in a series... Which they might, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You would pick the Mavericks?
I think, it's probably a coin flip, but I might go Mavs. I don't know. Like,
wow.
Experience matters, man.
I guess, but so does being a good team.
Well, yeah, but...
I don't know, man.
I don't think the Mavs are done yet.
I mean, they got to get by the Clippers first.
Yeah.
That's 2-2. It's in L.A., tonight. I didn't know their arena was going to be ready next year, by the way.
Oh, in LA?
Yeah.
Well, when you have Steve Ballmer type money, you can make magical things happen.
Apparently. Holy smokes. I don't think the Mavs are getting past the Clippers.
Okay. No, that's possible, but I also don't think OKC is probably getting past the Clippers. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know. I just, like, if I'm ranking,
maybe I'm way overzealous on the Thunder.
This is the first time they've been in this situation. The
no
second
doubt.
Round of the playoffs is different. And,
no doubt.
And I think that they have a lot of talent, but I don't think they match up well at the point guard position. They don't have anyone that can really stop Kyrie. They can throw a bunch of bodies at Luka, and sure, like, I get it. You can throw Lou Dort on him. You can just keep, like, sending different types of players at him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still talking about star power, and it's two stars to one. And like, I don't know. I don't know if they're ready for the moment. Maybe they are. Maybe they're ready for the moment.
You don't think Shea can guard Kyrie?
No. I don't. Like, when Kyrie is...
Shea's a pretty freaking good defender.
No, he is. But when Kyrie decides that he's just not going to miss anymore, he's just unstoppable. Like, we've seen it so many times, and it's like, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, as of today, OKC has that second player. They've got players who are going to be great, but they don't have the players yet.
So for you, is Nuggets-Timberwolves the conference finals?
No, because I don't truly believe in the Timberwolves either. I think it's just the Nuggets by themselves. They just get to the Western Conference Finals.
So that's what I'm saying, is winner of Nuggets-Timberwolves goes to the finals. Unless the Timberwolves play the Mavericks, in which case you're taking the Mavs because of experience.
No. I don't know that I would take the Mavs, but I think whoever's going to represent, I think it's Denver going to the finals, but I don't know who's going to be alongside them in the Western Conference Finals.
Sure.
I think
the Timberwolves are going to give them a really, really good series. I'm really, really excited to watch that. We'll talk playoffs more in a bit. I got sidetracked there. The Oakland Athletics, the future Sacramento Athletics, but don't call them the Sacramento A's. They're just the A's.
Sacramento A's.
Even though they're literally playing their home games in Sacramento. 14-17, which, given the fact they started 1-7, pretty good. 13-10 since that 1-7 start. They've now won 3 in a row after beating the Pirates last night, 5-2 at the Oakland Coliseum. They've won 5 of 6 overall. Look, man. The problem is, and we were kind of going through this earlier, the problem is, no matter how well they play this year, it's not like it's a bunch of 23 and 24-year-olds that they're leaning on.
Mm-mm.
It's a lot of players who are older than that and perhaps going to be too expensive in a short period of time to keep around. That's the A's MO. But the least they could do this year, in their final season in Oakland before coming to Sacramento, the least they could do is be interesting. And that's what they've been so far. They're not good, but they're interesting.
No, I totally agree. And I think if you look at the young players that they do have, none of them are playing particularly well except for the two bullpen pitchers. And, you know, again, it's Mason Miller, right? What he's doing is just like bonkers. I mean, he's got like 28 strikeouts and like 13 innings.
Yes. I love what they've done with him.
Yeah.
Because he got hurt as a starting pitcher because he throws a million miles an hour.
He's hit 103.6 on the gun. Against the Yankees, he had like 3 pitches or 4 pitches over 103 in a game.
Yeah.
It's bonkers.
It's nuts. And he's just 25 years old.
Yeah, so I think like if you're looking at the next like 3 years in Sacramento, which they're going to be in Sacramento for 3 years, I think you're going to get a whole lot of Mason Miller.
Three years minimum.
Yeah, minimum. But you also have some other young guys. And then even like what we talk about, their older guys.
Mm-hmm.
Their older guys are classic Billy Beane guys that are, you know, 26, 27 years old who finally make it to the bigs or finally start having the clock running on their, you know, when their arbitration years are and stuff. So like guys like Ryan Noda or, you know, Rooker, like these guys, they're still cheap and they could still be here for 3 or 4 years in Sacramento. You're just trying to bank on some of these other guys, the Lawrence Butlers of the world, the Estuary Ruiz. Mm-hmm. They got to find some sort of answer at shortstop. But Zach Gelof, like all these guys, they're all like first year players still. They're not even like super twos for the most part.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that they could build something here. Who knows? But I think it is fun. You'd hope that if they get to a certain point, maybe they can go out and get a starting pitcher or two that makes sense. It's just, man, like we're looking at their minor league system. It is bare.
It is bleak, dude. They have one prospect in the top 100 in MLB, and he's number 61.
And he's their shortstop, and he's, again, a light-hitting shortstop.
Double-A shortstop.
Yeah.
it's really rough. You mentioned Ryan Noda hitting .133, .242 on base.
Oof.
Zach Gelof, who's on the IL right now, .196.
Yep.
260 on base. Nick Allen's never going to figure it out at the plate. He's in a .171, 227 on base. Like, this is just, that's the whole raw. I could do that all the way down the lineup, except for our guy Tyler Nevin.
Yeah.
Who's batting .316 with a .369 on base.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy what we're seeing. Even Estuary Ruiz, because they haven't been giving him consistent at-bats, has dropped all the way down to .250. And, you know, Kyle McCann, the, you know, catching prospect, he's batting .313. But it's tough,
he's
man.
He's starting today.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like what J.J. Blade has been doing in center field, too.
Sure.
He's got a little pop, but he plays center field a lot like Mark Kotze played center field. And that is, he tracks a ball like as well as anybody.
Yeah, gets to the right spot.
Yeah, he, like, as soon as it hits the bat, he knows exactly where to go and can sprint to a spot and go get it. And I think that's probably why he's in center field, because Kotze sees something in himself right there. But overall, man, they need more talent. But I'm okay if this is who they are right now. Like, I would hope that your team batting average wouldn't be, what is it, all the way down at 207.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 207.
Not that batting average is the end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, because according to batting average, a swinging bunt single is worth the same as a home run. So I get, like, batting average is not the end-all, be-all. But also, it is really hard to have a good team hitting 207.
Yeah,
that's really poor.
Really, really tough. And so, the fact is they're 10-0. We read that stat earlier. They're 10-0 when leading after seven innings. So they've got Urseg and they've got Mason Miller, who are just lights out right now. And then you got a bunch of guys who are getting timely hits and doing little things. And I don't know. It's intriguing to watch, because they're starting to build something out of nowhere, which, like, I'd be excited to see in Sacramento next year.
They're on pace for 73 wins. I said 68 to start the year. If they get to 70, that'd be some really nice momentum heading to Sacramento.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they're pacing. You never know.
It's also funny. We need to break, but the A's are 14-17, and we just had a whole conversation about, like, wow, look at, you know, they're putting together some wins. You know, they're finding ways to win games. They're not hitting great, but they're finding, you know, a good bullpen and this and that. And meanwhile, the Giants are 14-16, and they're like, Farhan on the hot seat.
Oh, they're horrible. They're horrible.
The expectations of the two clubs are so funny to me.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for baseball talk for the day. We will continue keeping track of the A's, though, of course, because they are soon to be the Oakland Athletics of Sacramento next season. So we will keep you apprised on that before they make their way to the farm to fork capital of the world. Hey, there's a new wrinkle in the Shohei Ohtani story. There's a fact from the most recent developments, though, that I cannot wrap my brain around.
I want to hear it.
There is so much money changing hands, and we'll tell you what's going on in the latest in Shohei Ohtani next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Hitter.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I wanted to make a point in the last segment about something the A's are doing, and then we'll get to the Shohei Ohtani stuff. The latest development in the Shohei Ohtani massive theft story. I love what the A's did with Mason Miller.
Okay.
Where he is a starter who throws a million miles an hour.
Yep.
And it turns out that throwing a million miles an hour repeatedly, over and over and over again, year in and year out, every 5 days, is not that good for your ligaments.
Well, it only works if you're Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, right. Nolan Ryan is a one of one.
Yes.
And tangent time. Nolan Ryan also didn't play in an era where starting at nine, you're playing year-round baseball and you're playing in tournaments and you're playing seven games in a weekend. And you're throwing constantly, and between those tournaments, you're practicing, and then you're going to a private pitching coach, and there's so much wear and tear on your arm.
Yeah.
In Nolan Ryan's day as a kid, you, like, worked and then, or went to school or whatever, and sometimes you played baseball. And that's kind of how it went.
Yeah. It's a good point, Kyle.
But no, I love what the A's did with Mason Miller, where so many people try and keep these guys who throw a million in the starting rotation because it's like, man, this guy throws hard, especially a guy like Mason Miller. He's throwing 103 with that tail into righties. Like, that's just really, really tough.
And
really
he's 6'5". Yeah, he's a just, big dude.
He's a unit.
Yeah, he's built for what you would think he's built for a starting pitcher frame.
Sure, but also your ligaments can only take so much. So what the A's did is they went, hey, we're going to take this talent and we're going to limit your innings in 11. You're going to pitch 11 of the first 31 games. And you're going to pitch 13 innings, 13 and a third in those games. You're going to throw, I don't know, less than 100 pitches. That's more than 100, but you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 200 pitches. How many pitches? Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong. I was looking at the wrong thing. Never mind. Anyways. I think more teams need to do that. I know that people want the days of, starting pitchers should go 7 or 8. Like, okay, if your starting pitcher has the ligaments to do that, then sure. But if your starting pitcher's throwing 100 miles an hour, maybe limit his innings sometimes.
Yeah, I think it takes a different mentality, too, to be a closer. And
for sure.
You need to make sure the guy has that mentality. It's like being a goalkeeper in soccer. Like, you have to be a little crazy.
A little psycho.
Yeah, for sure. And you have to also be a goldfish. You got to be able to just forget what just happened and move right on.
Dude, if I told you the Sac State story I have about this?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to name the pitcher. But it was when I was calling games there and we're standing on the field before a game. And a pitcher who had been pitching really well for them out of the bullpen and had saved a bunch of games, blew a save for the first time all year. And he was walking by. And the coach Reggie Christensen goes, hey, you know what? I didn't, you know what? I'm gonna I gotta finish telling the story. Fine. He goes, hey, pitcher, you doing all right? And the pitcher's like, yes. Like, what? Why? What the? And he goes, no, okay, just asking. All right. And he's kind of standing there, and he goes, got to be just dumb enough. I was like, man.
The coach said that?
The coach said that.
All right.
I was like, man, you know what? I get that. Because that's short memory, man.
You do. You have to have and a very out, short memory.
Pitcher went out, got the save the next day.
Yeah.
That day.
And that's the closer mentality, like something that's just so different than anyone else. And yeah, I don't know. Like, if you can find that in a guy, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've got him for at least locked up for 6 years, and he's always going to be way cheaper as a closer, even as a high-end closer, than he is as a starter. And so you can limit, again, your expense on that player. He might say at some point, hey, I want to go back to starting, and then you're going to have to deal with that. But if he can start, like, just ticking off one...
He makes so much money as a closer.
Yeah, but you can't make the Clayton Kershaw money and the Shohei money and all that stuff. But what you can do is you can make a really nice career out of it. And not only that, you can pitch forever coming out of the pen like that.
Yeah.
And you can still get to the Hall, and you can still make, he'll be the representative for the A's in the All-Star game if things keep going this way. So
yeah, I would just be shocked if he wasn't.
How many times you can make an All-Star team as like an elite closer, and then people are going to chase you.
Especially as a closer has already dealt with injury stuff.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not?
No, I love what they're doing there. And for that matter, you find guys to piece around them. And they said Dennis Eckersley was there last night in the stadium.
Oh, nice.
To go meet Mason Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was like, hey, I want to go meet him.
Dennis Eckersley, longtime starter before he became one of the best closers in the sport.
Yeah.
Became a Hall of Famer as a closer.
I think he's got like 178 career wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all the saves on top of that, like his Hall of Fame was like, he had two full careers. Like,
yeah.
Totally different careers.
Incredible. Incredible player. Shohei Ohtani. Speaking of incredible players, the latest wrinkle, I'm not going to go through all of it. I want to get to the part of the story that jumped out. So it turns out that this bookmaker, Matthew Boyer, who is under investigation for being an illegal bookmaker in California.
Okay.
Was taking this money from Ipe Mizuhara.
Okay.
And funneling it to a casino in Vegas and a casino in California, where he had these like accounts set up, these things called marker accounts. So the money would get funneled there, and then he would go and withdraw the money as chips, gamble with that, and then whatever he won or lost, he'd go in and he'd cash in his chips and take his cash. And that was kind of how he physically got the money.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so he's washing the money by using it. He's going in, he's playing a little bit, but then going back,
yes,
cashing out those yes. chips and getting the money.
So here's the deal. Over the course of 2022 and 2023, at Resorts World Casino in Las Vegas, from June 22 to October of 23, according to ESPN, he lost $7.9 million. Do you know how much I stress out when I get a little frisky on Prize Picks and put down 10? I do a $10 daily fantasy entry and it loses and I'm like, oh my God, I got to tell my wife. I don't know what we're going to do. And it's 10 bucks. Like I could do it. If I lost $10, it's fine. Is that but like the stress and anxiety I have about it, I'm like, I lost 3 Prize Picks in a row. $5 each. I do very small amounts of money. I lost 3 Prize Picks in a row and was like, I'm done for 2 weeks. I'm walking away from this. This guy lost $7.9 million. What kind of psychopath do you have to be like, I'm down a milli, I'm going to keep going?
I'm like, why was he allowed to just go gamble with this guy's money?
Well, that's what, okay, so that's kind of what the rest of the...
Yeah, because is he like...
Investigation.
Was he even putting the money on the bets that he was supposed to be betting on?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Like I'm confused. Like if he had all this, like if he's losing all this money, that's just on bets or that's on gambling?
It says Boyer 49 lost $7.9 million at Resorts World from June 22 to October of 23.
Okay, but
so maybe he was taking
sports.
Like a cut. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it just says gambling. So it might be on sports. It might be on other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the crazy thing. Was he just taking their money and going and playing blackjack for like 4 hours and losing a whole bunch of money? That's wild. Like the whole story is wild. I want to see how this, like the semantics of it are crazy. But this does make sense that because he's claiming his losses most likely. So that's how they have a record of it because they're not just like, going to go back and look at all the footage of one guy coming in and how much money and when he pulls money and all that stuff. So if he goes in and takes a bunch of money in chips, let's say he takes 200 grand in chips for a day, but then he goes out and he gambles and he loses. And then he goes back to the window, takes those chips, cashes out, but he's only got 160,000. He's now taking the 40,000 that's not there and claiming that as a gambling loss. So that's wild. Like the whole thing is crazy.
Unlike sportsbooks, this is per ESPN, where customers have to front money, bookies allow people to bet on credit.
Mm.
So maybe that's where he was getting paid off of like interest on these.
Yeah.
Where he was making additional money. Mizuhara was one of more than 600 bettors with Boyer's book, ran up a debt of $40.7 million.
Oh, no.
That was just Mizuhara.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
So wait, that guy owes, he owes that guy $40 million?
He did. $40.7 million.
Wow.
I don't think he still does. I can't imagine they're going to make you pay this guy who's under investigation.
No. Oh, that's crazy.
Man, $7.9 million lost gambling. $40.7 for Ipe. That's a level of gambling addiction I can't wrap my head around.
That's crazy.
I accidentally put 20 on a Prize Picks the other day in my Prize Picks entry.
Okay.
And was like, oh my God. If I lose this, I'm ruined.
My wife.
This guy's out here losing $7.9 million.
My wife couldn't handle watching me gamble like at all. She gets nervous and like
sure.
paces like when I used to play blackjack a lot and couldn't handle it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs. We got a couple of games tonight. Heated Celtics, Clippers at Mavericks. We'll talk about all that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Man, baseball is such a weird sport. You know, we were talking about Tom Brady earlier, and you mentioned how all these quarterbacks in this generation just have numbers that are just astronomical compared to what guys like Terry Bradshaw and even Joe Montana were putting up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at basketball, the scoring records and the three-point records and all that are just... everything's getting obliterated to smithereens. And then you have baseball where it feels like everything's going backwards. We're just talking about this at the break. We'll probably never see another pitcher win 300 games.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
There are 24 pitchers in MLB history with 300 wins. And I would be shocked if we got another one.
It's only 24 ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to do.
No, I know.
Bobby Matthews at 297. Tommy John, 288.
Yeah. He was so good, they named a surgery after him.
Jim Cott didn't get to 300 wins. That's weird. I thought for sure he did. Anyways.
No, but he won, I think, 16 gold gloves.
A lot of gold gloves.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander is at 258. He is your active wins leader. He's 41 years old. He needs to win 42 more games, which at this rate, he probably would need to pitch for 5 more years.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Oh, this year and then 3. Yeah, maybe 3 more after this one.
You think he'll try?
No.
That would be such an accomplishment.
I would be floored if Justin Verlander got to 300 wins.
Yeah.
Floored. Shocked.
It makes you wonder if at some point Major League Baseball has sort of like a moment where they go back and look at players differently and say, okay, like how many wins did you have in this era where nobody had any wins? You know, again, like we're just talking, Max Scherzer has been incredible, 3,000 strikeouts, and he's got fewer wins than Tim Hudson.
Crazy.
And I don't think they're in different eras.
Can I? Who did you say? Max Scherzer? Max Scherzer is at 214 wins in 16 years of baseball. There's a player named Al Spalding.
Okay.
Who pitched in the early 20th century. Late 19th century. But all these count. He won 251 games in 7 years.
Yeah, because all he did was pitch every single... Yeah. Yeah, they're pitching every other day, every third day.
Yeah, dude, the records are just so weird in baseball. But it's like everything's going backwards.
Except for the hitters, which, well, the home runs.
But even that, I don't think there's an active player who's going to get to 3,000 hits.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Altuve's got to be close.
Let's see. Jose Altuve. Why is this can't be? Oh, my God.
2,088 hits.
Freddie Freeman is the active leader at 2,149.
Wow.
And he's 34 years old.
Okay, and Altuve's 34.
Joey Votto was incredible. One of the best hitters of this generation, 2135.
Ooh.
Played 17 years.
Wow.
Jose Altuve has been so good for so long, 2088.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Andrew McCutchen, MVP of the league. Great player, long time, 2063.
Wow.
Like, the sport is just changed, but like backwards.
Yeah, it's very strange how it's changed. Yeah.
NBA playoffs tonight. The Heat at the Celtics. We are carrying right here on ESPN 1320 the Clippers and Mavericks game. Coverage begins at 6:30. That series is tied 2-2. I want so badly to count Miami out. Everything in my brain is like, the Celtics are going to dog walk these dudes tonight because the Celtics understand where they're at. They don't want to let the Heat hang around. They know what happens if they let the Heat hang around. They don't want this going to a game 7. So they're just going to end it tonight.
I mean, I think they will. But it's also
the Heat.
But we also thought the Sixers were going to lose yesterday, and we thought the Bucks were going to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
Should I lean into the bit and pick the Heat, even though I think the Celtics are going to win?
Well, I mean, maybe. I'm going to guess Celtics are going to finish them tonight. That's my prediction, that they will win tonight.
I think they will too. And it's... I mean, look, the 76ers at least still have their guys. Joel Embiid's healthy. Tyrese Maxey. Well, Joel Embiid is playing. He's not healthy. Embiid is playing.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey playing and was obviously incredible last night.
Uh-huh.
Dragged them to an unlikely win.
Overtime win.
For Miami, to me, it's like, okay, do they hit, what did they go, 18 of 23 from 3 the other night? Yeah, if they knock down a million threes, then sure, they could go win. But I don't think they're just gonna dog their way to a win without Jimmy Butler. I can't get there.
I'm with you. Either way, it's a tale of one team that's just much, much better than the other.
Yeah. And sometimes I think there's a lot of times we try, and certainly we do on radio, try to make these things more than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, nope, Boston is just way better. I know we can go back to the playoffs last year and all these times that the Heat have been a thorn in their side and, oh, you can't count out Heat culture and Eric Spoelstra is incredible, and he is, fine. But Boston is just, especially removing Jimmy Butler from the equation, Boston is just leaps and bounds better than Miami. And if Miami hadn't shot it at a ridiculously high rate in game 2, the series is over. So I think it ends tonight.
I think it's interesting too. We don't even really bring up the fact that Kristaps Porzingis is done.
He has a right
soleus strain. He'll miss game 5, but they're saying it's probably a 2 to 3 week.
Yeah, he's going to be reevaluated in a week.
It's the same injury that Giannis has, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember?
And I think Dame had it too.
Yeah. Talked about these guys trying to play all these games and... Yeah. It's not surprising. Injured players that had to play extra games get injured.
But I Kristaps Porzingis, maybe that changes a series against I don't know who they got next.
Maybe against the Knicks.
No, that's right. Nobody in the East is advanced. That's right.
Yeah.
But okay, maybe Porzingis being out changes their series against the Cavs or Magic a little. But I don't think that would be a real problem for them unless they played Milwaukee or New York.
I think they get right through that
finals.
Yeah, they skirt right through that second round series without him.
Yeah, and at that point he's probably back. Yeah. So I don't. And then
we need all those Namias Keita minutes.
Oh man,
the Keita Dilla.
I need it. The Keita stop. And the Clippers at Mavs tonight. So I have this question down here, and we kind of talked about this earlier, but you. I asked, does the winner of this series get past Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't see it, man.
I
might be just overselling the Thunder, dude. Maybe I'm totally caught up in the fact they beat the heck out of a shorthanded Pelicans team. And maybe I think too highly of the Pelicans because I watched what they did to the Kings six times this year.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that, but I also think it's such contrasting styles. Like, we're going to see, like, either one of the Mavs and the Clippers, they're the best two, I think, one-on-one teams in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like ISO ball mm-hmm. teams. So how do you fare against that type of team? And if you're a democratic team, as we call them, with a team like OKC, where they have a bunch of guys who share outside of Shea, who gets whatever he gets 31 points every night and everyone else gets to share. I don't know what that looks like. And I'm kind of intrigued to see the contrasting styles because we're seeing in the first round, like literally two teams that just play the same style going at each other mm-hmm. with great players. And the great players are all having great series. And you're like, okay, how is this thing going to end? And then let's just say the Clippers make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they've got Terrence Mann to throw at SGA. But on top of that, they could potentially have Kawhi Leonard to throw at SGA.
Yeah.
And so that's where it starts to get dangerous. If you take away...
Are we banking on Kawhi being available?
Well, no. You can't ever bank on Kawhi sure. being available. Like, I mean, not at all. So, I mean, the only thing, he's available to sign a new extension. That's what he's been really good at. But outside of that, like...
So I went to go see the Mavericks and Thunder matchups from this year. You can throw away two of them. April 14th, that was the last game of the year where the Mavs didn't play anybody. And the Thunder won by 50.
Yeah.
Then their March 14th game, the Thunder win that one by 7, but no Luka. What day was this? Their December 2nd matchup. The Mavericks won on February 10th, 146-111.
Mm-hmm.
But the Thunder on December 10th beat him 126-120. But to your point about trying to guard Luka in that game, well, he ran a minus 7, but he went 36-15-18.
Mm.
Derek Lively had 20-16. That was before the Daniel Gafford trade. That's okay. Crazy. Bottom line is we can't learn anything from those games. I don't think we can learn anything from those matchups. The first one, December 2nd, it was two different teams. February 10th, the Mavs won in a blowout at home. But then the other two games, the Mavs didn't have Luka and they didn't play anybody in the third one.
Yeah, I honestly don't think we have any idea. The regular season is not going to tell that story at all.
No.
And so the one thing is OKC is going to have plenty of time to study up and to watch and learn. I mean, that's crazy because the other series is tied at 2-2. We could get three more games. They could be sitting there for another week and a half. I don't know. It seems like it's going to take forever.
Would that
maybe a week?
I almost think that would hurt them.
Yeah, you lose your rhythm.
You're just kind of sitting around and you're just watching these two teams duke it out. You're going, oh, we got rid of our guys in four. They took a 7. Oh.
I know, and it was a quick 4. I mean,
although is Mark Daigneault a better coach than Jason Kidd?
Oh yes,
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 yes. That would be a.
There's no question there.
That'd be a series changer too.
Yeah.
Thunder won 3-1 against the Nuggets as well.
Thunder 3-1 against Nuggets.
Against Denver. Denver,
the Kings went 3-1 against Nuggets.
No, I know.
I was not going to choose the Kings to beat the Nuggets in a 7-game series. Yeah.
I don't think there's that many teams I would pick to beat the Nuggets in a 7-game series, honestly.
I don't think there's any. The only one that I might choose is the Celtics.
I can't wait. I need Nuggets Timberwolves to start now. I'm so excited for that series.
Well, so where are we at? Like, both teams are through, right?
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to start?
Don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Oh, we've got Kenny Caraway.
Kenny Caraway in the building. I got to find when this Nuggets Timberwolves series starts.
Saturday.
Thank you, Kenny.
Wow, that seems like it's a long time. It's a long break.
They played Monday, April 29th, and then didn't play again until Saturday, May 4th.
Mm.
That's Denver. Kenny Caraway in the building for the handoff. And get that muted. Let me get that turned up. Oh, my bad. I thought you were already ready. That's my fault. I brought you in too early. It's
look
okay.
at that.
That's okay.
I need headphones, but okay.
All right.
Because it's just better. It just sounds
just
better.
Sound better. Well, I mean, I hear you guys right here.
I like your spring outfit today. Well, very know, spring colors.
You know, I tried to throw some pastels in here, you know.
I love that. You're usually like red, orange, or black.
Yeah, black is my favorite color.
Yeah.
And if some people don't consider black a color, then red is my favorite color.
Mm. Black's definitely, what are you talking, black's definitely a color.
I'm just saying, they're like, that's not a color. That's just,
yes, it shade. Is.
It's my favorite color, but.
It absolutely is a color.
The backup is red.
I don't wear a lot of, I don't wear any red.
No.
And I don't wear a lot of black either. Wow. I'm too pale.
Stop just, banging on us.
But today
James.
I'm wearing black.
They say I don't wear no red. Oh, man.
James about that crip life.
That's right.
James.
I don't wear pink either. Pink, I just look like, oh, look at that. Look,
you might be able to pull it.
Calls it the King's Key.
No. You can pull off anything. You can pull off anything. It's just how you carry yourself in the colors 1,000%. Of clothes. You can pull anything off.
I don't know. Doug wore some plaid suits I could never have pulled off. We would always talk about it. Like,
you, James.
I love your jacket, but I could never pull that off. And he's like, yeah, probably not.
I think you could.
You just got to walk in with a little swagger.
We both dressed well all the time. But it was just different. Like his stuff is.
Yeah,
just,
no, that's not to. Yeah, no, you're not dressing poorly, but you can pull off what you would just need to get it tailored to fit you.
I don't know that outfit you that Damien was wearing yesterday when he was sitting over there. I could not pull that off.
Nah, you could. Matter of fact,
that's a great point.
What I'd like to see is you dressing like what's my man's name? Is it Goldstein, the NBA guy with the hair and the boots?
Oh,
and all that
other no,
thing. What's I'm his not, what's his name?
Jimmy Goldstein.
Yeah. You can
I can't pull off Jimmy Goldstein like with the cowboy hat.
That's
and
crazy.
That's nuts.
I told you I had to like help him find the trailer to get in Toronto.
Yes.
So I ended up walking like I don't know, three city blocks with Jimmy Goldstein. And it was all uneven ground, like trying to help him get there, like wearing his boots and stuff.
So I was tripping out because for the play-in game, you know, they moved the media area, right? So we're down on the floor. For, you know, the area, not where we sit, but for the area. And I come out of the media area and right there is Jimmy Goldstein. And me and my mom, we always like, oh, he's there, at least at the game or whatever. So I like took a picture like as close as I am to Kyle. I was like, look who's here, Mom. Jimmy Goldstein in the house. So, yeah, he was there at the playing game.
This might be a bad question. It gets me made fun of. But whatever. We're having fun. Who's Jimmy Goldstein? Like, I know who he is, like, at games, but, like, what does he do?
I don't know. Isn't he like a – didn't he – a real estate guy or oil or something like that?
I think he's a real estate guy, but I also think he's like a default guy. He's a bad credit guy. Like he doesn't have bad credit. Like he's a predatory lender.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
According to several reports, he makes his fortune by, this is Google, so we can definitely.
It's real.
He makes his fortune by buying mobile home parks and raising rents, sometimes by more than double,
on the
mostly senior citizens who already live on the plots of land they lease from the parks.
This is not okay.
What a terrible guy. My God.
You just told me there's no Santa Claus. You completely ruined Jimmy Goldstein for
me. All right.
I thought he was so cool for being at these games and courtside and he travels and all this other stuff. And now he's just a jackass.
Well, that and he always has like a 6'3" supermodel with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
always.
Here he is in a photo with Drake.
Shout out to Jimmy Ghost. Yo, the Kings, I was thinking about, I want to know what you guys think. I was thinking about, watching Sixers Knicks.
Incredible game.
Great series. I feel like it's this year's Kings Warriors.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, you got the proximity with the closeness of the fans and all. And I tap in, you know, on the Odyssey app to WFAN and WIP, and you know, they got their own thing going. Somebody was even talking about, like, and I felt this with every fiber of my body. He's like, I just want this to be over. More than anything, like, I'm so exhausted from these games, from the fans, all this. I just want this to be over at this point. And I remember being there about a year ago.
Yeah, 1,000% same.
It really does feel like a heavy, heavy weight battle. And guys that have, like, they got very little left in one team. One guy has very little left in the tank, and somehow he keeps, like, standing eight count and I'm going to keep going. And you're like, all right, man, I don't think this is good for you. I don't think this is going to, it's going to take years off your life, but go ahead.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's really similar, but, like, the Sixers aren't at the end of the Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey run the way it felt like the Warriors are nearing the end of the Steph, Clay, and Draymond run. But it is like, hey, they are just dragging themselves to try and get to that next round. Yeah. Like, there's a similar feel of these are two teams going different directions.
Yeah. They almost seem, I don't think the Knicks are at a crossroads, but it feels like Philly may have some decisions to make if this doesn't work out, whether it's Embiid, whether it's going to get somebody up. Like, do you add to this or do you kind of break it up and be like, man, I don't know if Joel can hold up.
Yeah.
Like, so they got
some decisions. That's a tough decision, dude.
Yeah, they got some decisions to make. I only bring all this up because we were talking about people in the stands and, you know, all the people that were at Game 7 last year. That was, like, kind of random. Like, Harry Giles was back in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie Irving was at Game 7. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. He was hitting baseline, like, over by court seat.
Yeah, that's right.
Kyrie Courtside Irving was Kenny seats.
Game 7. Well, that's not my seats. Yeah. But sitting next to Kyrie Irving, or, like, maybe a couple seats down, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were at Game 7. It was so that's bizarre.
Right. It was so bizarre. I mean, that is the randomness of, like, I Kelsey Grammer was at a game with Vivek, like, years ago. Like, why is Kelsey Grammer? Like, what is happening here? Why is Fraser Crane here?
These guys have irons in so many business fires.
Oh, yeah.
That it's just, hey, can you meet with Kelsey Grammer for...
Man.
Yeah, I'll bring him.
Well, we had Chuck Liddell sitting next to Brett Favre.
Jeez. Well, and then look.
Talk about
game two, he had Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent sitting damn near next to each other. And if anybody knows anything about that history, that's real beef. And Vivek... He was there to have him piece it up.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Like, all right, dog. Yeah.
We need him, like, brokering world peace. Now we know.
You've got...
we have the answer.
Jason Derulo lighting beams.
Well, that's crazy. Where's Jesse at? That is... I don't know where my flag is, but that's crazy.
What?
You said Jason Derulo lighting beams. Come on, fam.
All right.
No. I'm challenging that.
Jesse threw the flag.
For the longest time on this show, that meant smoking weed.
Jesse's back.
And now it's a flag? The rules have changed. No, rules changed. I was not notified.
You can't mug the receiver like you did in the 1990s.
I'm filing a formal protest.
You can't mug the receiver down the field like you did in the 90s.
I'm filing a formal protest.
Real quick, just want to ask you guys before we get out of here, too, and I'll talk about this on the show. Is MSG the best arena in all of sports? I just think the layout of it, like, there's not this.
I've never been, so I don't know.
Well, I've never been either, but just looking at, there's not this wall of suites that kind of separate people. It just seems like 19,000 people. There.
So first of all, the sight lines aren't great. Like, no, they're not, because...
Well, one of the decks goes, like, back. Right?
Yeah. So it's like the bowl, that's where Golden One, the lower bowl is pretty steep.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is with the Knicks. So it goes way out. So then the second and third deck, they're like way heck out there.
I noticed that last night. Like, when I was like, can those people see?
Yeah.
Like, it's going back, not up.
I don't know.
But it looks phenomenal.
It was cool to be there.
The vibes were unreal last night.
Yeah. It was cool to be there for All-Star Weekend, and, like, I was walking down the tunnel, and, like, Christina Aguilera and Queen Latifah walked by me.
That's lit.
And then I was standing there, I'm like, hey, there's Ben Stiller. And I was with the Basketball Jones guys, and they're like, where? I'm like, he's literally like from us to you. He's right there. And they're like, I don't see, because he's a short. I move the guys over. They're like, oh, look at that. There's Ben Stiller.
I love, and Golden 1 Center is number one, of course, but I love that there aren't, you know, these new stadiums, arenas, they got this, a whole section, five rows of suites, and it separates people from, you know what I'm saying, from the whole experience. And you don't have that at the Garden. I just think it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
When that place gets rocking, it is. Yeah. Feels like a movie.
It does.
So it felt last night.
Movie status.
And then Tyrese Maxey was the villain. 7 points in 17
that was crazy.
Seconds.
That's crazy.
All right. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. He's Kenny Caraway. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They'll be rocking with you until 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento's Sports Leader. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.